Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, March 19th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Birthdays, Glenn Close is 67 today. Bruce Willis is 58. On this day in history, in 1931, gambling is legalized in Nevada. From PBS.
At a time when games of chance were illegal everywhere else in the country, and diehard gamblers had to play in back alleys and underground clubs, Nevada lawmakers had taken the scandalous step of legalizing wide-open, casino-style gambling. Inside of a few months, Las Vegas's Fremont Street was wall-to-wall gambling houses.
In 1966, Texas Western, now the University of Texas at El Paso, upsets Kentucky to win the NCAA basketball championship. Texas Western makes history with a starting five of all black players. From ESPN in 1992.
Press really beats it up as being, let's be realistic, the blacks versus the whites.
Coach put his best five players out, and they just happen to be black.
Where could they go? How many places there wasn't a black player in the Southwest Conference? There wasn't a black player in the Southeastern Conference?
UTEP coach Don Haskins. On March 19th, 2003, the shock and awe of the attack on Iraq begins. From CNN.
But at this point, this is the beginning of this massive aerial campaign, so I'm guessing it's something like that.
Listen to this, Jamie. These are shots being fired now in Baghdad. I want our viewers to listen in.
Okay. At the top of the charts in 1972, the soft rock trio Called America is number one with the mysterious Horse with No Name.
The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Neil Young had just been number one with Heart of Gold, and a lot of people thought this was another one of Neil's. On the KETR events calendar on Thursday, officials at Texas A&M University Commerce will hold the second of two public hearings to address tuition and fee changes for the 2014-2015 academic year. The hearing will be from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. in room 290 of the Business Administration Building. Everyone's welcome to attend this important meeting, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Thursday. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Mark Twain. Humor is mankind's greatest blessing. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pud always comes in to talk with us about a number of things that will be coming up, mostly in Greenville, but certainly around Hunt County. And as we get into the springtime, more and more events seem to be taking place.
They really, really do. And, of course, now that the weather's, we think, is beginning to warm up, it's time for some outdoor events that are a lot of fun.
Well, don't speak too soon. It's been nice the last day or two as we speak, but you never know what's around the corner.
Sure. Yes, but surely by the end of March, it's going to get better.
Now, one thing coming up is the Backstreet Bash, which has become kind of a traditional thing now, springtime event in Greenville on Saturday, March 22nd.
Yes, and, you know, that's a lot of fun. What they discovered is it's really, really hard to block off the main streets of Greenville because you've got major highways and you have to get the blessings of TxDOT and all that. So they got real smart and realized there was a string of parking lots that ran along Jordan Street, which is the street one block north of Lee Street. So the Backstreet Bash is held along there every year now. And this is the fourth or fifth year for it. And one of the things that I love that they do as part of it is the Backstreet Bark. This is one of the few really pet-friendly events that they do. They have the Hot Diggity Dog Jog, which has a subtitle of Getting Jiggy for Dog Cancer or Canine Cancer Awareness.
Oh, my
goodness. And it's a run where people are invited to not only jog themselves, but bring their pets to do it. And then there's other things. There's doghouse building things. There's pet contests. There's, you can get your pet microchip. There's all kinds of things along with that. There's wine tastings at Landon's. Bob is bringing in a whole bunch of North Texas wines, not just his own. There's music all day long. There is a beer tent. There is the Battle of the Titans CrossFit competition with a bunch of the different CrossFit gyms in the area bringing them in. So it's a lot of fun. Everything is free. It's very much a family event.
Now, and you say it is a family event.
Very much.
You also mentioned the beer tent, and you know, that has changed. Greenville has changed in that way, that now that things are no longer dry in
Greenville.
Well,
the beer and even the wine tasting.
Right.
But the nice thing is that the beer tent is contained. It's roped off.
Right.
So that, you know, you don't have the worry about, you can't walk around the streets with a beer in your hand.
Right.
You must consume within the confined areas. Mm-hmm. And that makes a real difference in that. I think I've got a good friend who's going to bring his smoker, and my God, he makes good pulled pork. Oh, cannot wait for Moe's Meats.
That alone is enough to,
yes, it is.
To bring me there.
Yeah.
Okay, the Hunt Regional Hospital Gala is March 29th, and that is taking place on this campus in the Student Center?
Yes, that's correct. It's a big, big, beautiful event. It's a semi-formal, you know, or cocktail-type dress-up event, and they're bringing in Jeannie Robertson, who is a humorist. You can go to YouTube and you can type in her name. It's J-E-A-N-N-E, Robertson. And, oh my gosh, she's funny. Just absolutely wonderful. And, in fact, the next night, she's performing at Bass Hall in Fort Worth. So she's that good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be the featured speaker. But the event is very definitely, it's dinner. There's a reception beforehand with silent auction. And it all benefits the Hunt Regional Healthcare Foundation. Tickets are expensive. They're $100 a piece. There are tables you can buy as well. But I've gone for several years, and it is an absolutely wonderful event. And having Jeannie Robertson this year, surely people, you know, it's going to be a real draw.
My wife has been telling me about her. I haven't heard her, but my wife has and says she's terribly funny.
Oh, she is marvelous. Yeah. She really is. Yeah, and to have a chance to hear her in person, I think will be just great.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville about a variety of things that are coming up. Around Greenville and Hunt County, Audie Murphy Museum is having the 18th Annual Cotton and Rural History Conference coming up.
Yes, now that's actually the first Saturday in April, and they are, it's sponsored actually by the, and it's at the museum, but it's sponsored by the museum, by the university here, and also by Collin County Community College. They have a number of speakers. This is much more of a scholarly conference than, for example, Audie Murphy's Days that will be later on in the summer where we just celebrate all things Audie Murphy. But it's really talking about the history and the commerce of cotton and all those kind of things, and it's fascinating. And I'm not going to let it pass that the Tuesday before that, which is April 1st, April Fool's Day may be interesting, but that you are actually going to be the speaker at the lunch break special, and you're going to talk about your one of your interests, and I think is a wonderful thing, and that's Major Stadium in Greenville.
Yeah, well, I was surprised to see myself on your list there, but doggone it, yeah, April 1st, I'm talking at the Audie Murphy Museum, and a while back, it's been now more than 10 years, I did some research on the old Greenville Majors minor league baseball team, and if you're familiar with downtown Greenville, the arch is all that is left of the stadium, and it's kind of haunting to see it there. So we're out of time. We have other things to talk about, but I bet we'll talk again before.
Oh, I bet so. And some of these will go on into April, and we'll have lots
more.
That's
right.
Thank you.
Good. Pud Kearns is with House Warmers of Greenville, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I enjoyed it.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.